at 6:06. It is overcast and 53 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 64. The chance of rain increases as the day progresses. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The news this morning is not good about the area's economy. That is according to a new report from Creighton University. The school surveys business leaders in a 9-state region that includes Oklahoma. The results are compiled by Dr. Ernie Goss.
And what we're seeing is a lot of pullbacks due to uncertainty, but some real factors going on there, meaning some industries that are pulling back. We're seeing some, I'm a little concerned going forward what happens in the 9-state region, the Mid-America region.
Employment in Oklahoma is tightening, according to the report. It also shows that firms linked to energy are also pulling back. Well, Governor Fallon says criticism from educators of Oklahoma's A through F grading of schools is unproductive and could affect funding for the public school next year. The governor's spokesman, Alex Wentz, tells the Tulsa World that the criticism hurts Fallon's ability to make the case to the public and to lawmakers that increased funding can help improve the schools and students' performance. The A through F grades are scheduled to be released next week. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau is not at all pleased with a ruling from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. The board placed caps on the amount of water that can be taken from the Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer. The Farm Bureau's John Cullison says it is considering options.
We are going to be looking at possibly filing a lawsuit in district court and maybe get a fair hearing on that, on some of the science of why 0.2 inches. Where did this number come from?
The OWRB approved the cap last month. One man is dead and a woman is in custody this morning following a fatal Sunday fire here in Tulsa. The man was apparently living in a boarded up fourplex near 63rd and South Peoria when it caught fire yesterday. There were no utilities to the structure. A woman at the scene was taken into custody by Tulsa police and fire. We have done a lot of stories in recent months on the gasoline prices in Tulsa. We are among the cheapest in the nation. But why? Chad Settle is an economist at the University of Tulsa.
Being close to refineries does play a role. Obviously, your transportation costs are going to be smaller the closer you are to refineries. So with those transportation costs being lower, the production costs for firms are lower, which enables them to potentially sell to lower prices to consumers. And that's part of the reason why you see a discrepancy in prices across the country.
He says one of the biggest factors is taxes charged on gasoline purchases. Oklahoma is among the lowest. Gasoline this morning is selling for $2.76 per gallon, or regular unleaded. It was a very shaky weekend in central Oklahoma. 16 earthquakes were recorded on Saturday near the western end of the Turner Turnpike. Yesterday was fairly quiet. That is until late yesterday when a 3.3 quake hit some 8 miles southeast of Edmond. That happened just before 8 o'clock last night. There were no reports of any damage or injuries associated with any of the quakes over the weekend in central Oklahoma. Our weather forecast, a chance of rain increasing during the day today, a high of 64. Tonight, rain becomes fairly steady, 55 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 62. On Wednesday, the rain tapers off and becomes much cooler with a high of 51. Thursday, sunny but cool and a high of 59. National Weather Service radar shows showers from Joplin down to Muskogee to near Shakota, moving on toward the east. Right now in Tulsa at 6:10, it is overcast and 53 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.